Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. One of my favorite performances from last summer's Pickin' in the Park series was the Minneapolis band Davina and the Vagabonds. This band is led by the powerful and expressive vocalist and pianist Davina Sowers, with dueling horn players, stand-up bass, and drums. The band's sound is both fresh and nostalgic. The KVNF Field Session crew filmed Davina and the Vagabonds doing a set on Black Bridge near Orchard Valley Farm in Paonia. Here's a little behind-the-scenes look at that video shoot. I spoke with Davina and the guys at breakfast before we headed to the location.
You told me that you're trying to be known for your nose. So what can we do to help well, just the angles that we...
Some people have gone in certain directions, but I'm going to prefer just to always, you can't tell, but always just show my side view, the strength of my profile. So that's how I'm going to, it's a really small start. It's a really small start, but that's just my first immediate goal with no stardom.
What else would you like to be known for? Is there anything?
Leading a fine band of vagabonds through the world of music and people. Oh, I want to be a world champion curler too.
Hair curler of the Olympic.
Yeah. Pin all dry set, wet set, all matters of curling technique.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Where did you find these vagabonds? I'm sure in different places.
In the bus station. No, in my city, there's like a, it's really cold in the winter, and there's tons of a million amazing musicians, I think, because we have all that time to practice. And so, yeah, just working. We've been doing this for 11 years, and just process of elimination, getting rid of the bad eggs and finding the good eggs. Mm-hmm.
When did you start singing and doing your thing?
Well, when I was little, I started singing and I started taking piano lessons, but I always sang in front of people, even if they didn't want me to, since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So, but this get up professionally, you know, since this band started about 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What did you go to school for it, or did you just start doing it and just learn that way?
Started doing it and learned that way. I definitely took many, many years of lessons, not vocally, but piano. But that's kind of it, you know. I kept my ears open. All these guys have different histories of college and not college and different ways of approaching music, so we're all kind of different in that aspect. You know,
it's interesting the style of music that you play, and your whole sort of look and persona are sort of a throwback thing, like very vintage and all the sort of classic music. But there's something really brand new about you guys too. Did you do that on purpose? Like how did you come up with this whole big
I love saying this.
Yeah.
No. It was not on purpose. That's like my favorite part, because people ask that a lot, and it really isn't. You know, I think we're all putting in a part of our love of music and different genres in different ways. I think we're putting our energy toward it. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives the edge to it. And then we all have a love for traditional music, and we all have a love for Americana music. We all have a love for music. And I think we're just being true to what we bring to the table when it comes to specific songs. And I think that in itself gives it a newer generation feel, because we are, even though I'm not getting any younger, we are of, you know, a younger generation to this specific music for sure. So I think it puts that edge on it just because of that. Nothing was planned at all. In fact, sometimes when I'm doing my work in business, I'm like, what was I thinking? How did this happen? This is definitely not planned.
What do you like about that as far as being a musician, that sort of like, wait, how did that happen thing? It seems like there'd probably be a lot of especially when you're touring, a lot of serendipitous events and strange connections. And
yeah, I think it's really neat that we've. It's funny because as an artist, you always want to progress as quickly as you possibly can. But looking back, you know, but you're thinking, taking forever. But looking back on it, you know, we've been really blessed with these just amazing opportunities that I feel that we have worked for through touring as long as we have, you know. But it is serendipitous. It is really amazing and it's surreal. And you feel like when things like that happen, it's the path that you should be on. And I think that that's a good way to look at that, you know, that it's pretty cool that, that we're achieving what we're achieving. Mm-hmm. So.
Finally got my feet back on the ground. The clouds have cleared and gone away. Nothing's ever gonna bring me down. And my smile is sunshine. Ain't got the time. No. No. Hey. Why you always point that finger at me now? Things were wrong for years. You ain't blind. You can see. From this day, baby, you see, all there is sunshine. From this day on, I'm never gonna, oh, I'm never gonna, when I am never gonna cry no more. No, 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 no. Oh, there is sunshine. Oh, from this day, baby, hey. Shine from this day on.
That was the song Sunshine from Davina and the Vagabonds. KVNF and Lost Cabin Productions shot a KVNF field session with the band last summer. You're tuned into a behind-the-scenes look at that video shoot. It was a beautiful windy day out there on Black Bridge where we shot the videos. KVNF's operations manager and field session sound guy, Jeff Reynolds, had to rescue Davina's hat when it blew into the Gunnison River.
He ran down and...
Jeff did?
Yeah, Jeff got a stick. Is that how you did it? You got a stick?
Yeah, it was floating close to the shore.
Yeah.
Wow.
He looks like Bob Dylan.
Didn't even get my feet wet.
Jeff does?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a little bit. Yeah, now that you mention it.
So you're setting up pretty much right in the middle of the
bridge, yeah. Black Bridge in Paonia. So you probably have not played on a bridge before.
I've never played on a... No, I haven't. I've never played on a bridge before. I just wanted to make sure before I... We've played a lot of places, but we've never played... You guys, we've never played on a bridge, right? Yeah, we didn't play on a bridge. So this is nice. And it's called the Black Bridge, which... I don't know why. Sounds kind of dark.
And then you guys all wore black. It's just, like, meant to be, really.
Yeah, I'm a huge black wearer.
Mm, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
People
like it.
People think it's weird out here. I don't. Here.
Really?
Yeah. They're always like, why are you always wearing black?
Wear some color.
Mm-hmm. So then I put on, like, a neon pink shirt.
You did not.
Yeah.
See, I didn't succumb. This is kind of cool. I'm trying to think, like, what songs we can play that are really outdoorsy.
Uh-huh.
That are originals.
Do you have some outdoorsy stuff in your
playset? Everything we play, we've played outdoors. Uh-huh. But I don't know if that really counts.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sense. You just got to play what your music is.
Write some outdoorsy stuff.
I should. I really should. I obviously am not known for my sun intake by seeing me, but... I do have a song called River, but it is so sad, and I can't do it. I'm not doing sad. I'm not doing sad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
When do you do it?
Sad?
Yeah.
When I see people really happy, then I just want to throw a wrench in it. No, I always do a slow song halfway in the set, just to let you know. Because, you know, you can sandwich it with fun songs, you know?
Mm-hmm. How did you think the Paonia audience was?
You know, at first I was like, I don't know if they're going to like us. And then the second set, people seemed to throw down a little bit more, you know. But it's multi-demographic. It's you know, those outdoor events are, you have very conservative people and then you have not conservative people. I mean, it's just so all over the map. And the people who are not as conservative, it takes a little bit of liquid courage. And I think the second set, you can kind of see the lubrication happening. That was really gross. You shouldn't say lubrication on radio.
First thing in the morning, it's like moist.
Like moist. Oh. Sorry, I said lubrication.
I'll bleep it out. Just the middle part, though. You'll hear lube.
You should just, like, fuzz it out so people are like, what did she say? You know, because people, you know, the second setter, and then just beep it out.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's a really nifty camera. That's what it is, right?
Yes, it is a camera.
That's really cool.
This is Todd Sheets.
It looks like a
Hutman
robot.
Media.
It is a robot.
Who is part of the Field Session crew. And he always has equipment that you're not even sure that it's... You can't really recognize it. You just know it's equipment, basically.
You know it's expensive.
It
doesn't
actually
do anything.
It looks like a wireless X-ray.
Yeah.
Or something.
It could be carcinogenic.
Okay. Yeah.
Stay far away.
Sorry to interrupt your interview.
That's okay.
I don't know even what's
happening. We're doing a documentary, so that stuff is welcome.
Okay.
Like interruptions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's candid. Documentaries are supposed to be candid, non-scripted, correct?
I didn't know you're doing a documentary.
It's awesome. You're tuned into a documentary about the KVNF Field Sessions featuring Davina and the Vagabonds. Here's the band performing Black Cloud live from Black Bridge in Paonia.
I've got a feeling something ain't right. I don't know what to do. Over my light, they told me to go talk to you. Oh, Mr. Lucky Man, please deal me a better hand. I have got a black cloud hanging over my light, and I don't know what to do. No! Thank you. Take it with me wherever, wherever I go. Thanks for the goods, thanks for the show. I'll take it with me wherever I ever I am. Wherever I run, wherever I stand. Mister, Mister Lucky Man, please deal me a better hand. You see, I have got a black cloud hanging over my life, and I don't know, don't know what to do. No. I thank you for dealing me a better hand. You see, I have got a black cloud hanging over my light, but now I know what to do.
That was the song Black Cloud from Davina and the Vagabonds. Go to KVNF.org and check out the video shoot where they performed that song. The KVNF Field Sessions are a collaboration between KVNF and Lost Cabin Productions. We've been giving you a behind-the-scenes look at this video project. I spoke with Davina on set.
How much longer are you guys on tour?
We are on tour all the time. But
so it never ends?
No, it never ends. I mean, we do go home for a week, and then we'll leave, and then we'll come home. And, you know, we go home after this. Well, we have two more gigs, one in Dillon tonight, and then one in Colorado Springs. And then we go home, and then we do, like, our state fair, which is huge, Minnesota State Fair. Massive. And then we go and fly to the United Kingdom, and then we fly to Norway, and then we come home, and then we do, like, we're going to do a Northeast tour in November. I mean, we're just on constantly. We just don't stop ever.
Yeah, you guys seem like when you're setting up and everything, you're doing it, like, lightning speed. It's not even, you don't even have to think about what you're doing anymore.
Well, it's probably just, like, it's just like when you go into the radio station, you just automatically know. It's muscle memory. It's just what you do. And, you know, everything that we do is all for that small amount of time that we can be able to sing or play to people, you know. So we just get all that other crap out of the way just so we can, you know, we can do what we are meant to do, you know. So we're pretty quick, yeah. We try to be, you know.
What do you want to do with this band? Like, what do you feel like your market is, and who are you trying to reach still?
At this point, you know, I'm just really trying to reach any demographic that I can. I don't really single out anything. Maybe that's a bad business plan, but I think all in all, I do have short-term and long-term goals when it comes to exposure. But, you know, my main goal is just playing in front of as many people as we can, no matter what demographic they are. I feel that this band, like you could have seen, you know, last night, like 9 to 90. And I'm not just saying that because I'm biased. Like, it really genuinely is like that. And every room we go into, we try to fit, you know, and there is this edge. So there's nostalgia for the older demographic, and then there's this new, fresh edge of songs that have been done that, you know, the new millennials or the younger generations, you know, it's the first time they heard it, but they can hear the edge on it, you know, and I think that makes it as hip. I don't know what, you know, is it even hip to say hip? But, you know, I don't know. I notice as I'm getting older, I think, you know, and doing this for over a decade, it's just really important to me that everybody that we come across smiles and has a good time. That's it. I'm trying to not get into the rat race or, you know, figure out business-wise, like, where I think we would fit, because I just think the love of our music's going to fit anywhere, you know. So.
Your voice is incredible, and people... That's remarkable. You definitely got like a powerhouse voice thing going. When did you figure out you had that going on for yourself?
You know, I just started singing at a really young age, and I think, like, you know, I grew up with the like the usual suspects when it comes to musicians. You have like a top 10, you know, like Led Zeppelin. I think I mimicked Robert Plant for a majority of my life, and, you know, everybody's like, well, what's your female, you know, and I mean, there's a lot of females out there that I really enjoy. A lot of people compare me to Janis, which I think that's great, because they compare me to very powerful voices and strong-charactered women. And I think that that's why they associate me with them. Amy Winehouse and, you know, Billie Holiday and Janis Joplin. And, you know,
I don't know what I sound like, but I, you know, I've just been singing since I was a kid, since I could, you know, so, yeah.
It's pure divina.
Right?
That was nice.
Yeah. Thanks.
Is it hard being, like, the only woman with all these guys, or is it like being, like, do you have to mom them a little bit?
You know, it depends. Each band member is different, you know what I mean? So, and I think it's, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, this is tough because I don't know if I'm being taken serious. And I think most of my hang-ups are maybe me, myself, you know, which I'm not really sure. It is difficult because, you know, you want to be a leader, a strong leader. And I think when strong leaders are considered, it's mostly men. And so, you know, it can be tough, sure. But I definitely have advantages also, I think. Not that I use them like a deck of cards or anything, but do you know what I mean? I definitely, you know, I definitely don't want to be that it's hard being me, a woman. I think, you know, I'm very blessed. I'm my own business owner. I run a band full time. You know, I think my band members absolutely know how hard I work, and I think they respect that. You know, I hate to speak for them, but, you know, they're a good group of guys, and, you know, sometimes I run into, like, bar owners that are like, hey, honey, like, you know, how you doing? I get called chick, and which is whatever. Just let me sing, and thank you for the paycheck, you know? So that's about it, yeah. Plus, I don't have to stand in line for the bathroom. The guys do. Like, if we stop, I'm serious. That's, like, so advanced. You know, I'm like, hey, whatever, have fun, guys. And they're standing outside, you know, 7-Eleven, waiting to use the one bathroom, so. Is that... Is that wrong?
It's only fair that it works out that way some of the time. Can you just talk about this field session a little bit? How would you describe this to a friend, like if you were going to tell them what you did today with this little project?
There was this really cool bridge out in the middle of nowhere, and we played on it, and it was pretty hip. It was just beautiful. I mean, it's really, really beautiful. I didn't know what to play, and, you know, I felt like we should have suited the outdoors, but I think because it's just so massively beautiful, you know. It's really cool. You guys were really easy to work with, even though he's trying to trip me with the wire. Thanks. It's just really cool, you know. Plus, it's, you know, what is it called? Black Bridge, you know. I'm sure it's been here and been a connect to the two lands for eons. How long has this bridge been here, Jeff?
Gosh, 100 years.
100-year bridge. I don't know. I would just tell them how cool it was. You know, it's the first time. It's up there with we did a cave in Tennessee. It's up there with that. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
A cave?
Like, yeah. Wow. You know.
Yeah.
I played in a bridge. I played in a cave. Like, who can say that? Do you know what I mean? So I think it's really cool and really different and definitely out of our box. We're used to being next to the bar or the toilet. So this was nice.
And you baptized your hat.
And I did. I baptized my hat. Thank you, Jeff, for getting that.
I've got my red shoes made in bed, and everyone wants to be my friend, but this girl. Black dress fitting fine, and all I got on my hands is time. But this girl is staying home tonight, yes sir. You see now, I've been watching all my P's and Q's, dotting all my I's for you. I know you come a far and few. I so baby, won't you stay home with me tonight? You see the radio is playing all our songs. And the sun, it won't be up for long. So come on, baby, let's rock this house tonight. say, let's stay home, you and me. What a pair. Oh, a baby. A baby. A baby. Oh, a baby. Oh, won't you please stay home with me tonight? Yeah. Come on, baby. Let's rock. Let's rock. Let's rock this house tonight. I said, come on, baby. Oh, won't you please stay home with me tonight? Yeah. Come on, baby. Let's rock, rock.
That was the song Red Shoes from Davina and the Vagabonds. You've been listening to an interview and music from the video shoot we did with them in August. Check those videos out at kvnf.org under Music, where you'll find all the videos for the KVNF field sessions. An all-volunteer group of about 10 local videographers, sound technicians, producers, and photographers put these sessions together. They highlight the natural beauty of the area while showcasing amazing musicians. If you like this project, consider supporting it so we can keep doing it. Donate online or by calling 970-527-4866 and comment that you'd like to support the KVNF Field Sessions. Thank you for tuning in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Stay tuned for All Songs Considered coming up next.
Where did the song go that I want to hear? Where did it go? It always disappears. I know I needed to sing today. Oh, my lover's lullaby, yeah. Every time I'm sleeping, I hear it in my head. Words to put the music of what you have said. I'll keep on dreaming for the love you lend in. Oh, my lover's lullaby. If I want you by my side, I feel it in my heart, I taste it in my mouth, I sing it in my mind, I swear you are with me all the time. My love is lullaby.